Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, now we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
Sorry, Anthony, I was a little early on that one. I got excited for the final hour. Landing's ready to... I love a little tidbit of Pate sending him texts, getting him going.
He's never going to fully tell us, but I would love to know what he did say when he finally responded to the third one.
I want to know. I want to know what that response was. Happy final hour, everybody. I don't know what I'm doing here. Happy final hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 FM, the fam.
Happy in.
Happy in, everybody. We'll stat or story it up coming up about 15 minutes from now. I do want to talk about the Blazers in the final hour and some other NBA nuggies, if you will, including some trade buzz about players that they might be going after, players that might be on the move, and the Rockets are in town tonight. Let's start the final hour. That was something we didn't get to there in that last segment, and I mentioned it. We did have a bit of college football news come out this morning. That is not Damon Williams entering the portal or an injury news for a certain player. It is that Ty Simpson, yes, that Ty Simpson from Stanford, or from Stanford. I am all over the map right now.
Okay.
I think I'm having a stroke currently. From Alabama, has entered and declared for the NFL draft, which is a very interesting call. Everybody thinks Mendoza's going in, but he hasn't technically declared yet. Moore is a guy that everybody says you got to go if you get in a first-round grade, but he also has not declared yet. And so Ty Simpson came out after the Rose Bowl and said, I'll take some time, think about it. And he sat down and he did, and Ty Simpson's now going to the NFL. What do we make of him as an NFL quarterback? And it's also an interesting move for the current moment for Alabama where they tried desperately to hold on to their coach against all the Michigan and Penn State pursuits, and then he got blown out in the Rose Bowl by 35, and I'm sure 20% of that fan base was like, damn it, I wish he was gone, and now he's going to need a new starting quarterback again next year.
Is it not odd that when I watch Ty Simpson and then I watch Trinidad Chambliss, I feel like Ty Simpson's way smaller?
Yeah, height isn't what my takeaway would be there. My takeaway would be that Chambliss is better.
Well, sure, but technically Simpson's bigger.
Yeah.
And that I'm seeing that, and it doesn't resonate in my mind.
Look, doesn't compute.
I think he has Kirk Cousins' potential. If you were to say, like, what I think his ceiling is, I think it's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Now, that's the ceiling.
That's a compliment, but also simultaneously a backhanded compliment.
Now, what's the floor? Quinn Ewers. It just depends where he goes.
Yeah.
Is he going to go to Cleveland? Is he going to go to the Raiders?
Well, what if, like, let's play the scenario out that Dante Moore says he's coming back. If you're the New York Jets, do you take him with the second overall pick?
I'd rather take Talen Green personally out of Arkansas, but like he doesn't seem to be getting anywhere near the buzz yet that I thought he would.
We all came into this year thinking, what a generational quarterback class, and now we look at it and we're like...
It's one of the more dud quarterback classes we've seen in a long time.
Dante Moore is likely, if he leaves, going to be a top five pick, yeah. But I also, again, to the conversation we had earlier, he needs a lot more seasoning. I don't think he's ready to be an NFL quarterback.
Will this year's draft class of quarterbacks be worse than last year's? Because it started off with people going, nah, don't believe him.
So you'd have Shuck.
Yeah.
Cam Ward.
Yep.
Quinn Ewers. Dylan Gabriel.
Correctamundo.
Shador Sanders.
Yep.
Who else are we missing? Who else is in there? Let me look him up.
You want to throw Jalen Milroe in there?
I mean, yeah, he technically is. Jackson Dart.
Oh, Dart.
Yeah, Dart. Will Howard is a Steeler.
Kind of, yeah.
That does anything for you. And then who could forget Riley Leonard in the big game that he had this
year? The only two firsts there are Dart and Ward, correct? Because Shuck was early
second.
Those
are the only two firsts.
So will this class be better or worse? You have to take into account who's drafting the guys, too. Like, do you trust the Raiders?
Better.
With no Dante?
With no Dante, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, look, I mean,
the top three are who?
Mendoza will be number one.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that. Yeah. Then from there, if Dante goes, he's getting the top three.
He will be in the
top
three.
We know
that.
He'll go to the Jets probably at number 100%. Two. And then I think Ty Simpson is number three. I have a weird relationship with Ty Simpson. Like, I see you watch him play, and there's moments where he looks like, again, he's an unpolished quarterback. It's his first year ever starting. He sat for 3 years at Alabama waiting for his opportunity. Mm-hmm. And there were moments when he looked like, when they went on the road and won at Georgia earlier this year and he was in control of everything, that looked like a top five pick.
When he's on, man.
And then you turn on the Rose Bowl and it's like, dude, what? Or the SEC championship game and you don't recognize him. The hard part that I have with Ty Simpson is, one, how small of a sample size it is. I wish he would have come back for another year for that argument. But the other part of it is, like, we talked all year, what is the one thing we've known about Alabama's offense all year? They can't run the football and their offensive line's not good. And so for all the criticism that I could point to him and say that's why I wouldn't like him in the NFL, there's an easy response to say, well, how many quarterbacks can do that if you can't run the football?
Right.
And your offensive line sucks, and you're playing a relatively tough schedule, which Alabama had to this year. So he's got the size. He's got the arm strength. I think he's got the brain to do it. He just was wildly inconsistent, but in his defense, it's the first time he's ever been a starter in college.
The Oklahoma game, I think, is him in a nutshell.
Yes.
You can definitely get his, you can make him get happy feet, be a little nervous about that pass rush, get him off a little bit. Also, if he does get solid blocking, he can settle down, he can light you up.
Light you up.
And there's gonna be a lot of that tape that people study, the Indiana tape. He also needs to learn to stop running. He got that first down. I thought it was an underrated big play. Like, for all the fourth down, go for it on fourth and three. They don't get it. Then Indiana scores, goes up two. Bama had a solid drive going. He picked up the first down with his legs. And instead of dropping instantly, he goes and wants to shoulder a DB who does what? Punches the ball out.
Yeah.
And there's another turnover. Indiana football, Indiana touchdown, game blouses. So I hear you, certainly making a good point. I also know this, Andrew. Nobody here and nobody running teams knows how to evaluate the position.
No clue.
So
no clue. There's no
throw
answer.
Throw a dart at a board.
Maybe you're right, maybe
and
you're wrong.
You tell me what the defining gene is that people would say makes you know what a quarterback is.
Let me ask you this, and a follow-up to all of this, because we'll have we obviously have eyes on this because Dante Moore's decision is looming. If they lose Friday, you'll get an answer, I'm sure, relatively shortly after that. If they win, maybe you got to wait till after the national championship game. Makes things really weird for Oregon in that regard, unless they know something behind the scenes. Would you rather be the quarterback of the New York Jets next year or the Oregon Ducks next year?
So I'm going, what are they, second, right?
They are number two. The New York Jets have the second overall pick. And that there's no guarantee that that's where you get picked. It's a total crapshoot that maybe they like Ty Simpson better. Maybe you don't test
well.
Well,
he can
wow
the Raiders,
like,
though.
He could. Maybe he's the number one overall pick.
I just think if you were to lay out, like, you're going to be the two pick. If you said this
that's
is your
locked
forecast.
In
yes.
Sharpie number two overall to Aaron Glenn and the Jets.
I think it's so much easier for us to say, well, look at Bo Nix's second year and what he needs to work. I think that's so much easier said of, like, you're coming back. Yeah, you'll make $5 million.
Make a lot of money, yeah.
How much will you make with the Jets?
More than that?
Double
over
that.
The length of your career, yeah.
Well, double that, at least with the initial rookie contract, and then whatever you make after that. So, Being the second pick, man, yeah, there's only one more spot to be better than being the second pick in the draft, and nothing's a certainty in football. I think I'm going to the Jets.
Do I
feel good about that? No, I don't feel good about that answer.
When was the last time the Jets drafted? Well, I guess Mark Sanchez got him into an AFC title game, but let's not act like he was the reason that he did it.
Well, the problem is if the Jets are bad, guess who's getting fired next year?
The coaches.
Aaron Glenn. And guess who's still going to make the decision for the new coach?
Right.
The current crappy owner that's been running the Jets into the ground.
He sucked our entire life. Nothing's changed about that. It'll make for a fun debate now that they have the number two overall pick.
You know what I would do as a college is of like I'm a major college program. They hire all of these people to do all sorts of jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Now we have GMs. We have clock man. Like Mario has a clock manager. He has somebody whose entire job is like, Mario, call timeout.
You do a ticket, right?
Like a guy to just guide him through the clock. If you have all of these resources to just hire people, you know what I'm doing? I'm hiring a NFL franchise evaluator for all of my players. And I say, go talk to Raymond. And you walk into that room and Raymond's sitting there and he goes, Dante, thanks for coming in, man. Hope your day's going well. Here are the New York Jets. Here is the list of coaches they've had in 5 years.
Here's all the quarterbacks they've drafted in the first
round. Here's all the quarterbacks they've drafted. Here's where they've drafted the last decade. You can certainly go. You will make more money than we can offer. I also will say we've calculated the odds of you succeeding in that situation because of all of the outside circumstance. And we've concluded, Dante, you have a 36% chance of succeeding. We support you either way. But if you come back to Oregon, you're going to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. We're going to be at minimum in the semifinal. And your numbers will be better. Any other questions, feel free to text me. Thanks, Raymond. I would have honest. They need somebody in their lives to do what we do, to do what everybody else in their moms like, do, man. Like
it, number two overall pick's great. Do you want to play for the New York Jets? Because that might be the end of your NFL career.
People, these kids clearly need this. Yeah. Their dad's not going to do it because the dad wants part of the paycheck.
He wants
the
best, money,
the homie's not going to do it because he's going to be part of the entourage. You need a Raymond in your life to sit them down and say, hey. Just like in high school recruiting, I'd have the same thing. You sure you want to go to Clemson? This is their five-star quarterback. He's playing two more years. You will not play. You will be in the portal. You're right. I need to recommit.
Damn it, I shouldn't go there.
I need to commit somewhere else.
That was a mistake.
These should have this person so they could walk them through this. This is the Raiders. Let's read this story together about the Raiders this year.
Is Carroll's kid still the offensive line coach, or do they hire somebody else? You ready for this walk down memory lane?
Yeah.
These are the first round quarterbacks taken by the New York Jets.
I'll
start in 1976. Swag remembers it well. He was 35.
We're gonna start in 76.
There's not that many of them. Oh. Richard Todd, 1976. Who could forget?
Dick Todd.
Ken O'Brien, 1983.
Ken O, that was
Wasn't that 1983 draft pretty popular there?
They missed a lot going on there. Kelly and Marino were still on the board.
I mean, what do those guys do though?
When they took Ken O'Brien,
nothing. Ken O'Brien
still one of the best 30 for 30s.
I agree with
the quarterback. The 1983 draft
one was great.
Let's see here. The next time they take a quarterback, 2000, they took Chad Pennington in the first round.
I mean,
don't be spurnched, my guy. He can move the chains.
So far, that's the best of the bunch.
That's their best pick. And that came like 10 or 12 or something.
They took him 18th overall.
Yeah, Marshall.
And then we go to Mark Sanchez, 5th overall pick in 2009.
Two AFC stuff title out games.
He did.
Mr. Butt Fumble himself.
Now he's assaulting people. Then we go to Sam Darnold, 3rd overall pick in 2018.
I mean, they had the right idea. They just weren't the ones to execute it.
Visionaries. They took Zach Wilson with the 2nd overall pick in 2021.
Ooh, none of us liked that. Like, none of us.
That is their history of drafting.
I'll never forget when they showed him rolling out in shorts, and I went, well, there it is. All of these people are stupid, and they're going to say that means he's good.
He could throw the ball 80 yards, though, man.
Unbelievable.
Last, the Raiders had the number overall pick. Last quarterback they took with an overall pick was...
Speaking of throwing it 80 yards.
Jamarcus from his Russell. Knees.
From his knees. You throw the ball long ways.
That's not the most impressive thing you can do from your knees. But they thought it was, and they took him one.
Yeah, I want to see a little bit more. So we'll see how it works out. Ty Simpson going pro. As Sprague mentioned, I mean, who the hell knows, right? I'm not done on him yet. I'm not going to judge some of the bad games he had this year in college. First year as a starter, they weren't great around him on offense at times this year. Total roll of the dice and crapshoot, but I also see his angle of saying, man, what if Dante Moore does come back? now I'm maybe quarterback two in this class.
I'm not blaming anybody for going or staying. Yeah. I just
not an easy call to make, and he has made the call to go.
You think there's any chance Alabama's quietly like, hey, we got somebody we want. Why don't you go to the NFL?
I don't think so. I don't think it would be at that level.
Okay.
Like pushing him out the door? Because if you push him out the door, he'll just go to the portal if he wanted to get another year in college and makes $5 million. Somebody would pay Tyson a lot of money.
I would have to imagine he was better than Milroe, and they didn't choose him over Milroe.
Yes.
So
so we'll see. We'll see how it works out for everybody involved. Let's get to Stat or Story. That is next on 105.1 FM The Fam.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, it is Stat or Story time every Wednesday, 9:15. Here we are. Who wants to go first today? We got any...
I'll go first.
Anybody want to be the pledge today?
I'll go.
Okay, the sacrifice. Go ahead.
Your number is 27.
27.
Okay. Is it the amount of games played so far this season for one Jonathan, future Portland Trailblazer, Kuminga?
Oh, okay.
Or is it the thousand of people, 27, that live in the small suburb of Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Powerball ticket got sold during Christmas for the $1.8 billion Powerball.
I bought one. Did you guys buy one?
I actually didn't for that one. I forgot to, and I went, damn it. And then I woke up the next day, and it said one ticket bought in Arkansas. And I went,
Little Rock, Arkansas is bigger than that.
I said, suburb.
Suburb. the suburb.
Sounds about. Has Kuminga played? So
well, they probably played. We're close to 40 games, right, on the year, somewhere in there, 30 something.
Probably 30.
Blazers are 17-20, so they got to be somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think he's played that many.
I'm gonna get stat. Like, what are the chances it's 27,000 people exactly? Because you didn't give me any additional numbers there, and you told me that rounding is not allowed. I'm gonna go stat.
I will go story.
Are you simply guessing story out of just not being with him?
No, I think you're using a little Princess Bride reverse psychology there.
Okay. It's a town that has only it has walls built around it, and only 27,000 people are allowed in.
Well, Dirt, he was right. Yeah.
Exactly, huh? Not 27,001.
I'm just reading the AP story, dude. Don't jump down my neck.
27,018.
I'm not an AP writer.
Exactly, on the dot, 27,000.
Kuminga has played in 18 of the possible 37 Golden State Warrior games, and I've brought this up 5 times at this point. There is a lot of intel that the Blazers could be one of a few teams interested in trading for his services because they are doing the same thing they do every year. Our team kind of sucks. We're not happy, but we have Steph, so we need to try to look like we're winning. So let's go get a veteran
what
who's not going to change
Kuminga's
our circumstances. What is
Kuminga's contract value?
2 years.
Not a lot.
There's a club option for next year, by the way.
That's fine.
But it's 2 years, 45.
So
2 years, 45.
Could they move Jeremy Grant straight up?
Well, there's some that think it's Drew Holiday they would be after here for guard help.
Yeah, I mean, it's $22 million a year. What's Drew making?
Like 30.
We'd have to get some draft picks
something.
Back. We'll get our 5 second-round draft picks or whatever the hell they want to send us. Because what do you have to be within 10% of the contract value?
Yeah, Drew's at 32. So 32, there's $10 million difference, 22 to 32.
So you throw, I don't know, there's maybe another player. Maybe get GP2 back.
Hey, look at that. Let's do that.
Be here well, the time. First time.
Talk about loyalty. How'd that work out for us? I thought loyalty was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to get to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Because it's burning. The hot stove is burning.
It is burning, and is Portland in a buyer situation?
Would that be a buy? Or would that be a sell? Or would it be
you're getting out of a really stupid contract.
Yeah. You are.
And you're getting a younger player asset at a positional position of area that you really seem to really like, and that's what?
Wings?
Athletic wings.
Need a wing?
And he's not getting any burn because they want to trade him. 27,000 people. This is according to the Associated Press. Ticket was sold at Murphy USA gas station in Cabot, a suburb northeast of Little Rock. Population 27,000 people. A telephone message left at the store on Friday was not returned, but a spokesperson for the company, Alejandra Barron, said in an email that the stores were particularly busy on Christmas Eve with shoppers purchasing Powerball tickets the second time a major jackpot was won at a Murphy USA store. Last year, an $800 million winning Mega Millions ticket was sold at Murphy Express in Sugar Land, Texas.
Whenever it gets over a certain point, I got to buy one. You just have to.
Oh, if it gets like, to if it gets, a billion, I buy one.
Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a billion, I buy one.
You throw my hat, and I'll throw the hat in the ring. You got to do it. All right, I'll go next. Right. Your number today is 2. 2.
Dos.
Dos. Not minutos. Or is it? 2.
2.
Is it the number of interceptions thrown on the year by one Trinidad Chambliss, quarterback of Ole Miss? Does he have more than 2 interceptions? Or is it the number of pounds eaten daily by a tattoo artist in Florida of raw meat?
I don't care if I'm falling for it. I'm fundamentally not going to believe he's only thrown 2. This is a weird meat-eating thing, and I'm going to go story.
You got a story?
I will say stat.
You're going to go stat? We'll go in the order that we came here. He's only thrown 3 interceptions on the year.
Holy crap. I
21-3. 21-3 is a split. Now, remember, he didn't play, he didn't start the year, and Simmons came in.
He still came in pretty early in the season.
He did. 21-3. It's a remarkable split. No, this is Wendy Marshall. She's a Florida tattoo shop owner.
Of course, it's in Florida.
She eats 2 pounds of raw meat daily. Now, if you're like, hey, what are we talking about? ground chuck, cold cuts, whole roast, porterhouses. She says the bloodier the better. I love ripping the flesh straight off of the bone. My Strange Addiction, it's a show that came out. I think featured on it.
Yeah.
And this is her Strange Addiction. Now, her family is terrified of it. She said it started when she was a kid. And she would go over to her grandma's house, and they would, like, gnaw on the fat of a steak together and talk about their day. And she said that's where it like started.
Raw fat?
Yeah. Like, wow. That's where it all started. She said it was actually a way for me and her to bond. She'd come over, we'd talk about life, and just eat the raw meat together. She is now dating somebody whose family is like, yo, this is the weirdest, grossest thing that I've ever seen. And they have to, like, get together for family gatherings, and she's literally just grabbing a steak off of the plate, uncooked, and eating it. Yeah. And the other family's, like, vomiting, like, you can't do this. So they made her go to the doctor to get checked out to see if she's okay. She's been doing this her whole life. Never gotten checked out for it. And they basically found that she's been living with a certain type of E. coli infection for so long. It's been in her gut so long that her body has now evolved to adapt around it. But they have told her, because of that, if you ever get sick and need an antibiotic, the antibiotic's not going to work.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Has she become a meat influencer?
She is not yet. She's not quite the liver king, but this is the way she's going.
Raw milk and...
I'm not kidding you. I saw this story, and I'm like, I got to go watch the video. It is the, like she's sitting there with a plate of ground beef and just...
Nah. Yeah. Is this not a step towards cannibalism?
It seems like it.
By the way, the grandma, underrated weird too.
What are you doing, granny?
Gnawing on uncooked fat?
Come on over, honey.
That is so...
I mean, look, I like myself a raw steak. I like it red. I want it bloody. Like,
do
I'm
really
all about
like
that.
It like that?
Not like that. No.
You gotta
hit, cook it.
I think, what do you have to hit? 135 degrees?
Oh, I'm a little bit less than that. Internal temp of like a ribeye? I don't go 135.
Are you not far from becoming this woman?
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm nibbling on the fat.
That is just one of the grossest.
And I'm closer to like a 120 guy.
That show... I will always remember that Strange Addiction show as the show that showed me that a guy was having sex with his car. Because he's basically in a relationship.
Where was he putting it in? Was it the gas pump?
It was the gas pump.
He could tailpipe, yeah. That's not bad.
And he was like licking the front of his car. It's one of the weirder things on television I've ever seen in my life
with you people.
Sorry for putting that in your head.
Your final number is 5.
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it the number of football national champions since the AP poll era began that won a national champion that were not conference champions?
Oh.
That's a good little question.
Right? When did the AP poll begin? When did that start?
1936.
Oh, Jesus.
5 teams that...
Only 5 ever that didn't win it?
Is it?
I feel like he wants us to think.
The number of days that had passed since Nicolas Cage's 4th marriage occurred that he sought an annulment.
Oh, they're already out of it, huh?
Well, this was his 4th marriage. He's currently on
his
5th
marriage. Is this the gal in Vegas? Oh.
This was the Vegas.
Yeah, okay. I remember that story because I'm a big Nick Cage
Nicolas
guy.
Cage is 62 today.
By the way, side note.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday, Nick. His John Madden movie's going to be spectacular. My sister-in-law admitted she's a big Nick Cage person, like myself.
How are you not?
This was a big conversation we had one day, and her husband was disgusted because he's not a big Nick Cage guy.
How could you? I mean, come on.
So as a thing, I remembered that. I found a pickleless Cage image. It's Nick Cage as a pickle. And I saved it, and I had a t-shirt made, and it says pickleless Cage on it, and it's just a fun, goofy t-shirt you could wear at home or whatever. I gave it to her for Christmas. And she opens it, she looks like she hates it, and she goes, "You like Nicolas Cage?" And I go, "We literally talked about how we both like Nick Cage." And she just like didn't
acted
remember.
Like it didn't happen. Huh. She turned her back on you.
So now
that Benedict Arnold,
I have a new picture of Nick Cage where his face is a moon. Guess what that gift's going to be
this
year. It's going to be a tradition now.
I mean, if we're talking almost 100 years, I know back in the day you had to win your conference in order. I mean,
I think he got an annulment quicker than 5
days.
It
was quicker than 5?
And this is too stupid of a stat.
Ohio State last year, I know that off the top of my head. They didn't win the Big Ten and they won the national championship.
This is going to be a stat somehow.
I want to say Alabama had a year where they didn't win the SEC in the 14 playoff.
Somehow this is going to be a stat. Makes no sense to my brain, but you know stat.
What? I'm going
to
operate the way that I should operate with good logic and say there's no way there's only five. Give me a story.
Ohio State last year, Georgia in 2021, Alabama in 2017 and 2011.
They did it twice.
And the Minnesota Golden Gophers in 1936.
Those are the only ones.
That one shouldn't count.
Let's make it six, bitch.
Sprague, you were right. Only 4 days passed. This was in 2019. Nicolas Cage married his makeup artist girlfriend, Erica Koike, I believe is how you pronounce her name. K-O-I-K-E. And then 4 days later, went to the Clark County courts and said, I need out of this. Amongst the reasons to do so, claimed he was so drunk that he had no idea what was going on. Also claimed he was not aware of Quickie's relationship with another partner at that point. Didn't know about the two DUIs she had in the previous decade.
Didn't do his
DUI is the one that gets you out, huh? Yeah. You found out your wife had a DUI and never told you. Would that change anything for you?
No. I mean, I'd ask why. Celebrity? What happened? I'd want to know the story, but
not
no.
Not if you're a celebrity.
No. I certainly could have gotten one in my life.
I also, you know the Leo meme of him pointing with the cigarette on seeing when he's on TV? I have two things that I do this with, and he just highlighted one of them. One of them yesterday was watching college basketball in my gym. Michigan barely beating Penn State.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
And it said, Wolverines survive Happy Valley. And I went, Clackamas. And then he says, Nick Cage files for divorce in Clark County, which is obviously the Vegas area. I just always think, oh, Vancouver.
Yeah, that's us, baby.
I always tie things back locally.
County, yeah. How about these ones? Somebody said it was their uncle humping the car. Somebody texted that in.
That was their uncle?
Somebody saying it's no joke. That was my uncle.
It's a whole episode of him just, he's like, I'm in a relationship and I love my car. And he's like licking the mirror. And
I need a follow up here. We need to get this guy on the show. We got this book, The Uncle.
Is he still in the relationship?
I don't know.
Did the car file for divorce?
I don't know how that works.
I hope that person's
looked at the
not
text
lying
line and that
to
blew
us.
My mind. Oh, good stuff. Who
do
doesn't love Nicolas
uncle?
Cage, by the way? How do you anti-Nicolas Cage? Yeah. His Rolodex is phenomenal.
He certainly has his movies where you go, I don't know, man. But he also has he's really good in this movie.
Quality in there, man. It's good everywhere.
Would you talk to your uncle if you found out he was making love to his car?
I would for sure, yeah. I'd want to know more about it.
But, what if he came to your house for a visit and, he's out there making out with his car?
Like, during Thanksgiving or Christmas
or
meals?
Or wants to borrow your car.
I'm an iron Tacomas.
They're a little more beefier. I don't know if I can put a cover on my tailpipe. Some people say that was bad. When he comes over for Christmas dinner, does he take a plate out to the car and eat with the car?
Does he?
We need to go.
I don't know, man. You and him look at like a lady and you're like, man, she's hot. And he's like, yeah, look at that car.
Look at that Ford.
Look at the butt on that.
What she got under her hood.
Dude.
She said my best friend's grandpa would eat raw ground beef sandwiches. I apologize if anybody.
I just don't know how, man. How?
There you go. Standard story. Well done. Well done, everybody. Let's get to the NBA. The Rockets are in town tonight. Should we go get Jonathan Kuminga? We'll talk about that next.
Tonight's meal: tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, the Blazers are back in action tonight. We'll close up there. Fun game. Houston in town. Can they continue their winning ways? Only three games away from 500 now.
Where are you most likely to run into random Rockets players Thursday night?
Oh, yeah, because they got tonight and then Friday's the next one. So you got a night off in between in Portland.
The Nines.
Yeah,
probably. Pioneer Courthouse Square Mall. They don't really go anywhere here.
Yeah, probably not. Not a lot to do.
Don't have a lot of great options here, Bob.
I think they're going to be out in Happy Valley. That's where they're going to be. Hanging out.
Happy Valley Hoes.
Jonathan Kuminga is going to be available. This is a weird one from an outsider looking in. You obviously follow this a lot closer than me. I looked 3 years ago. You got a 21-year-old who's 6'7", averaging 16 points per game. He was a young prospect, raw prospect, coming in at the age of 19. Seemingly got better year one to year two to year three. And then just for whatever reason, this relationship is just, it's been bad. I mean, last offseason, I remember this dragging out, then basically saying, good luck finding another deal. He couldn't find another deal, so he signs a two-year deal. He returns to Golden State.
Remember, they had to turn to him in the postseason because they had no choice, and he started playing good. And people were like, what's going on?
Why has this
here?
Guy not been playing, and why is he not a part of the rotation? He's only playing 18 games this year. He only started he started 46 games 3 years ago, started 10 last year. Mm-hmm. He only played in 47, so he's been banged up. He's got some durability issues, but he's now available, and Portland's been one of the teams that has been linked potentially to be interested in the 23-year-old wing.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe people don't want Jonathan Kuminga because it hasn't worked at Golden State, and Golden State's been pretty stellar in our basketball world for over a decade, and they got Steph Curry and Steve Kerr. Why would they not play him? Sometimes relationships don't go well. I'm not placing any blame just on one side here. Kuminga obviously has some stuff that he's dealt with within the organization, and he also might be a doesn't get his motor running very consistently for them, and that's a problem for him. I also just think their balance between the new guard with the old guard thing has not gone well.
No, they've done the reverse of Kobe, where they tried to go all young around Kobe in the late days of L.A., and they were not good, and the Warriors keep trying to do something new every year, but it's not working.
The Wiseman pick was an utter failure disaster. That was an opportunity to hit on something, to build with Steph Curry. And every time seemingly they're in this position where they're at right now is, what, eighth? And they're just a couple games above Portland. They do the, well, we have Draymond and we have Steph, we have Steve. Let's restart and go get a vet. And they got Jimmy Butler, and it didn't really change much for
Chris
anything.
Paul was a Warrior.
Chris Paul, yeah. And then now they're dabbling. Reportedly, they're interested in the Jrue Holiday if Portland is a part of that conversation. I don't know if Kuminga would be a good fit here. His numbers are hard to gauge. You're basically pitching upside, I think, of anything because of his height, his athleticism, and you're going to use the big P word, potential. What I'm curious about is if Portland's being linked to them, and whether you think that they're legitimately being linked to a Trae Young or an Anthony Davis, I don't really care about that. I'm more curious, are people in Portland, are we close enough where you say they should be buyers? Because their first-round draft pick this year certainly does not suggest buyers. It suggests youth rebuild, slow build. Well, here we are. Donovan is playing extremely well. Mm-hmm. Denny's having an all-NBA season.
Yep, two's having a good year.
Shaden's having a nice little role. Tamani is doing what he needs to do. And you look at it and you go, look, it's not that they're going to be a contender. They're not.
No.
It's that Denver might fall a little bit with the Jokic injury. Minnesota is weird. You're going to play a Houston team that Portland definitely can beat tonight, but also might show you that they're much better than you. And Dallas is nothing. Like, just look at the West, and they might be in a spot where maybe they should be buyers. Maybe if people are willing to take a contract like Drew's off of your books, you're in a position where bringing in a 6'7 disgruntled wing who's just looking for a different vibe, a different change of scenery, maybe it fits for you.
That's a tough part with this, though.
And you can also
agree
with
completely.
Not to interrupt, but yeah. I can also hear the other side of that. Of, well, Sprague, Drew's the buy-in move.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
not Jonathan Kuming. And I'd say, well, but you're getting out of a contract that's not going to age well.
That's like, I agree with you completely. I just don't know if I would phrase that as buying, but you're buying your financial freedom in your future. But I don't know. Like, who's the better? Who impacts winning if they're healthy more?
Well, Drew Holiday.
Now, right?
So it's probably Drew Holiday. Yeah.
Right. And so that's the.
When did he play last?
It's been a while.
So could Kuminga play right now?
Been a while since Kuminga played. I don't know. I don't know if that's a trade thing or holding him out or if he's actually
should
banged
you be
up,
aggressive? Let's phrase it that way. Should you be aggressive? Should you go to look and make a move? And obviously offload him or Grant's contract. But also, I have no evidence the organization is wanting to do that because they brought you in for a reason.
We might be a month away from a new owner, though, too. That could be on the, I mean, that's right around the corner for us, baby.
You know what I checked yesterday?
Yeah.
I checked those hockey standings.
Yeah, Carolina having a good year.
12 games over 500. Carolina having a nice little year for themselves.
Once again, how about
they
that?
They housed the Stars last night.
Yeah, competent, you know, ownership.
The fighting
Modanos.
Modanos. Mike Modano.
I bet if we honor a former great team, Tom Dunn will be in attendance to greet the team. I bet he'll be there. But maybe that's just me.
You think they'll make a move?
No, I don't.
So what if they beat Houston two games in a row?
I don't.
They're 19 and 20.
Let's close up there because I want to preview that game. And also, is like, what is the definition of buying and selling? Because the Kuminga trade's this weird gray area.
I 100% agree with you. Yes.
In between of, yes, it is, but it's not, but maybe it is, depending on who you get rid of. We'll wrap up there next on 105.1 FM The Fan. Now, one listener comment just feels like an endless rebuild. I love the use of the dangerous P word there in the last segment. Potential.
He's, I mean, it would potential. Be sold as that, absolutely.
One listener chiming in saying, hey, how did Festus Ezeli work out for us? How did GP2 work out for us? Maybe we should just stop doing business with Golden State.
We still paying on the Ezeli contract?
Probably.
I think that's expired. I actually think that's a very valid point and a reason why they might not do it. They trashed our organization with the GP2 trade.
Yes, they did.
They drug this team through the mud.
Their doctors are doing dirty business.
Medical malpractice. So, I think that's a very good point. They probably won't do it. I think it was Mark Stein that had the report that Portland is one of the teams. Yeah. They've also been tied, believe it or not, I'm not saying I do, to Trae Young, to Anthony Davis. And I'm more just curious, is there anything about what they're doing? If they beat Houston tonight, if they, you know, whether they split with Houston or win tonight, I don't know. But, like, if they keep playing good basketball and they get to the 500 level and they get a little over 500 and they start moving up a little bit here and there, is there anything for them internally that says, Let's be a little aggressive here. Now, how you define
aggressive
buy-in or buyer versus seller, like all that stuff can be.
And who's the owner and when does that change? Because that usually comes from the top. And right now you got to get approval on things. And if you're making trades and that sale hasn't gone through yet, how convoluted is that process?
Well, I was listening to Morang talk about the injury stuff because people are upset the team's not giving them injury updates every other day and all that. And like, I understand what his point was. And to a certain degree, I actually agree. Like, there's only so much you can give fans.
Yeah.
We just are always wanting the latest. Right. But what I would say is like, if it feels as far off on Drew as it does, like you can argue with me how much better they are with Drew. Okay. But when is he playing?
When is he going to play again?
Cause he's not playing. He actually, I don't care about his win.
I agree with the point from Danny on like, there's like, at this point, like guys are just working out and they're getting closer, but you can't, but you're not going to say he'll be back in four games from now. Cause you never know. There's a setback. Something could happen.
Right.
I think the problem that they have run into with the fan base is how they have undersold the vast majority of the injuries this year. When Scoot Henderson originally got hurt and they gave a time frame of when we could start looking at, we thought worst case scenario we were looking at New Year. What year is it?
Yeah, it's New Year.
It's January 7th.
Yeah, and he's still weeks away.
Is he going to play in February?
I don't know.
Is he going to play in March?
Hopefully.
I mean, at that point, basically over. Right? Yeah. So they did this with Drew. It's it's calf tight or whatever it was, calf strain or whatever they called it. Yeah, we'll get there. And now we're going on 2 months with the guys who play basketball.
I'm kind of at this point with Scoot, and this is not a referendum on Scoot per se. He hasn't been able to play. I'm at a point now where if he's not playing by February 1st, I just don't see any world they're paying him.
You can't give him a deal. What would you be paying him? Based off of what? His rehab?
Right.
You can't do it.
But he's in a position now where those conversations
they're there
are supposed to pick up.
Yeah, it's a fascinating situation they find themselves in. I tend to look at the rest of their year as it's going to be exactly how it's gone. They have 2 weeks of playing good ball, and we're going to be like, look at this. This is great. And they're going to have 2 weeks where we're like, this is the worst team ever. And then they're going to have 2 weeks where this is great.
That could happen,
and then 2 weeks where this is terrible.
Yeah.
6.5 tonight. What do we think happens?
6.5 point dogs?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take them with that. They play really well.
Take the points or the money line?
I'll take points.
Points?
They play hard against these teams. I don't think it's a good matchup for them. But also, Boston wasn't.
Yep.
Boston was red hot and rolling playing them.
Swag, 6.5?
I think that's a pretty good line. I'd probably take it. They gotta send more help to the glass than just letting Klingon in there. Because Houston crashes the glass ridiculously.
Okay. I'll take him to cover.
Yeah.
Take him to cover.
I'll take him.
Give me the points. Which month is worse? February. 67% of you, 6 or 7, say that February is worse than
January. He didn't let it die?
Is it dead? Is it over?
Yeah, it died.
New
last
year,
year
it ended? You're going to make Sprague deaf.
I swear to God, we're going to fight after the show. I've asked you 80 times to stop screaming.
That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, at 1051thefan on Twitter. Josh Pate was on the show today. Bill Connolly was on the show today. Lots of great stuff on the Davison injury, the Damon Williams transfer. Awesome Wednesday show. Go check it out. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday, everybody. Like the video, subscribe to the channel on YouTube. If you haven't done so yet, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Marengas. Next, listen to 1051 FM, The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.